This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. and British forces continue to push northwest toward Baghdad today, finding pockets of resistance. A U.S. Apache helicopter was shot down, and Iraqis showed it on television today. Carl Penhall is a CNN reporter traveling with the 11th Aviation Regiment Task Force, which lost that helicopter. He talked with NPR's Alex Chadwick a few moments ago.
Carl, what has happened in the last day with that group?
The 11th Aviation Regiment Task Force flew the first combat mission against a major Republican Guard division. The mission started shortly after midnight and lasted for about 3 hours. The helicopters earlier in the day set out from Kuwait and flew to a staging post deep inside Iraq, refueled, took on more ammo provided to them by a convoy which had trekked deep into Iraq, and then the helicopters took off once again in the hours of darkness and flew against the Republican Guard units. The combat took place around the town of Kabbalah, that's situated about 60 miles south of Baghdad. The Republican Guard, according to U.S. military intelligence, have an array of T-72 tanks and also artillery emplacements, and those dominate three major highways that control the southern approaches to Baghdad. So in that sense, it was a strategic target and also against an elite division that we understand it remains fiercely loyal to President Saddam Hussein.
We've seen television pictures of an Apache helicopter that's gone down in this area. Is that helicopter from this unit?
My understanding is that General Tommy Franks, in a briefing, has said that, yes, that is part of this unit. It was one of the helicopters that was flying the mission last night. I can't refer specifically to that helicopter or the crew and what may or what is the fate of the crew due to the rules of embeds with U.S. forces, mainly designed to protect the safety of U.S. Army personnel in ongoing combat situations. That said, what I can tell you is that every single one of the Apache helicopters that returned to this airfield last night had received multiple impacts from anti-aircraft fire. Anti-aircraft fire ranging from small arms fire, in fact, up to surface-to-air missiles. One of the helicopters that I saw managed to make it back to base with just one engine. One of these engines had been shot off by a rocket-propelled grenade. Many other helicopters had bullet holes through the Perspex canopies. Others had bullet holes peppering the fuselage.
So it's tough. I mean, it's maybe tougher than they'd expected.
Certainly way tougher than they'd expected. Like I say, the main mission was to target T-72 tanks and artillery emplacements. The U.S. forces had received pretty good intelligence on the location of those, but no sooner had they flown into the area than the Iraqis put up a whole barrage of anti-aircraft fire. One of the pilots, in fact, said that he had the impression that it had flown into a hornet's nest, tracer fire going off everywhere, bullets flying everywhere. Another pilot spoke of weaving and dodging in his Apache helicopter to avoid five rocket-propelled grenades as they flew through the air. So much, much tougher resistance than they expected and much, much more intense anti-aircraft fire than they had anticipated.
Carl Penhall is a CNN reporter with the 11th Aviation Regiment Task Force.